from KQED.
We begin today with the news Southern California Edison has decided to shut down its San Onofre nuclear power plant permanently. The announcement generated immediate comment from Governor Jerry Brown and both U.S. senators. Here's Senator Barbara Boxer.
I knew that this plant was not safe and that it was not safe to reopen. And we've got 8 million people living within 50 miles of that plant.
We turn now to Allison St. John of KPBS in San Diego, who's been following the drama surrounding the plant ever since it first shut down a year and a half ago. Allison, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Remind us why the plant was closed in the first place.
So back in January of last year, the company, Southern California Edison, closed both units after what was characterized at the time as a small radiation leak emanating from one of their steam generators. The steam generators had just been replaced. One of them had been running for about a year, one of them less than a year. And so basically the investigations into what went wrong suggest that those steam generators were based on a faulty computer model and are not safe to run.
What is the utility saying about why they decided to shut down this plant?
Well, they had hoped to restart one of the units, Unit 2, at 70% power, and they had an application into the Nuclear Regulatory Commission asking for the permission to start it again this month, actually, to meet peak demand. But the NRC has recently handed over a question to one of their arms called the Atomic Safety Licensing Board, which was a petition from a group called Friends of the Earth that said the public really needs to have a full public hearing on these new steam generators before they get started up again. And the Atomic Safety Licensing Board agreed with them. So this promised a much longer process than Edison had hoped for. And they say that their cost-benefit analysis suggests that waiting till possibly late next year makes it not cost-effective anymore to keep the plant open. They're cutting their losses, and they've decided to shut down both units.
What do we do with a plant sitting on the beach there in San Onofre?
Well, the fuel will have to ultimately remain on site. And the company said it has enough stainless steel dry casks to store all of it on site until the federal government makes a decision on what to do with spent nuclear fuel nationwide. That could be years and years. The decommissioning altogether is obviously one of the most expensive aspects of nuclear power. And there is a fund which has so far collected $2.7 billion. Apparently, that is about 90% of what they estimate they will need to fully decommission the plant.
San Onofre is a big plant. It used to supply 18% of Southern California's power. Now what?
Well, the people who are responsible for keeping the lights on in California, that's the CAISO, Independent Systems Operator, have been looking into alternative sources of power. And they say that basically California is looking pretty good, the state as a whole. It has 19% reserves for this year, which is more than what they would like to see, 15% reserves. However, they do say that Southern California is in a position of a little bit of vulnerability. It should make it through the summer months, the peak demand of the summer months, as long as there are not any unforeseen circumstances, such as wildfires. Then the California Public Utilities Commission, the Energy Division Director there, Ed Randolph, is also pretty confident that we'll be okay for the coming months, at least. Here's what he has to say.
We had already been planning for this plant not to be operating this summer. We believe in all but the most extreme events that there's still sufficient power in Southern California, provided when we call for conservation, the conservation comes.
State regulators are also in charge of determining who pays for what. Who's going to pay for all of this, and how much money are we talking about?
Well, this is a process that is actually being decided and looked at and investigated by the California Public Utilities Commission. And the CEO of Edison International, the parent company of the company that operates the plant, put some numbers on it. He said that up until now, it's cost about $1.3 billion since January to operate the plant and find replacement power. He also said that investors already have sunk about $2.1 billion into the plant, so it's an asset worth $2.1 billion. So the question for ratepayers is, will they be on the hook for this $1.3 billion? Some people even question whether ratepayers should pay the $700 million for the new steam generators that turned out to be faulty, which, when you add it all together, means that there's like $2 billion hanging in the balance, and the CPUC will have to decide in coming months whether ratepayers will be on the hook or whether they'll get a refund.
Well, Allison, thank you for explaining it to us.
My pleasure.
Allison St. John is a reporter for KPBS in San Diego.